And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 17th of August, 2014. It's the birthday of Jonathan Franzen, born Western Springs, Illinois, 1959, author of the novels Freedom and The Corrections, and most recently an essay collection, Farther Away. Jonathan Franzen, who said, "I come from a kind of old-fashioned Midwest, and I live in a techno-corporate, post-ironic, cool, late Eastern world. The two worlds hardly ever talk to each other, but they're completely, constantly talking to one another inside me. I have my parents talking to me in my head, and then other parts of myself talking back. I think this is potentially an interesting conversation." It's the birthday of the poet Ted Hughes, born in West Riding, Yorkshire, 1930. First collection came out in 1957, The Hawk in the Rain. Ted Hughes became known for his dramatic mythological themes, sometimes writing from the point of view of animals, especially crow. Married the poet Sylvia Plath in 1956, who committed suicide 7 years later. He administered her literary estate, didn't talk about her publicly until his collection of poems, Birthday Letters, came out in 1998. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Between two evils, I like to pick the one I haven't tried before." Mae West, born Brooklyn, 1893. Davy Crockett, born on this day, 1786, in Greene County, Tennessee, served 3 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives and was defeated by a lawyer named Andrew Huntsman, who had a peg leg. Davy Crockett said, "Since you have chosen to elect a man with a timber toe to succeed me, you may all go to hell and I will go to Texas." And he left the next day and was killed the following year at the Battle of the Alamo. It's the birthday of Sylvia Nasar, born in Bavaria, 1947, author of the book A Beautiful Mind, about a brilliant economist who struggled with severe mental illness. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Stroud entitled Directions, with a quote from Hamlet: "How weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable seem to me all the uses of this world." Take a plane to London. From King's Cross, take the direct train to York. Rent a car and drive across the vale to Ripon, then into the dales toward the valley of the Nid, a narrow road with high stone walls on each side, and soon you'll be on the moors. There's a pub, the Drovers, where it's warm inside, a tiny room. You can stand at the counter and drink a pint of Old Peculiar. For a moment, everything will be all right. You're back at a beginning. Soon you'll walk into Yorkshire country, into dells, farms, into blackberry and cloud country. You'll walk for hours. You'll walk the freshness back into your life. This is true. You can do this. Even now, sitting at your desk, worrying, troubled, you can gaze across Middlesmore to Ramsgill, the copses, the abbeys of slanting light, the fells. You can look down on that figure walking towards Scar House, cheeks flushed, curlews rising in front of him, walking, making his way, working his life, step by step, into grace. A poem entitled Directions by Joseph Stroud from Of This World, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.